With budget talks currently going nowhere at the State House, the possibility of a state government shutdown is growing. And it wouldn't be the first time. It happened for several weeks back in the summer of 1991. Mal Leary takes a look back at those tense days.
Out of work, state employees flooded the halls of the State House. The head they wanted belonged to the governor at the time, Republican John McKernan. They were not getting paid, they could not get unemployment, and they were angry. Derek Langhauser, current president of the community college system, was McKernan's chief legal counsel at the time.
There were thousands of protesters in the building. Many with bullhorns. At the time, there was a camp of protesters, as I recall, out in the park across the street.
There was no budget because McKernan and the Republicans insisted on reforming the state workers' compensation system after insurers, fed up with what they said were high costs, began leaving the state. But when the budget failed, no one was ready to deal with what quickly became a statewide crisis. Current State Senator Mike Carpenter, a Democrat from Houlton, was Attorney General back in 1991. One of the questions he had to settle was who qualified as essential state workers under the emergency powers granted the governor.
The easy calls were the early on, keep the state prison guards in and the state troopers on the road. And then it became harder and harder to define what was an essential state service.
In fact, Carpenter was asked to issue dozens of opinions in a very short time. Multiple lawsuits were being filed by those affected by the shutdown. This is then-Attorney General Carpenter explaining essential state services at a news conference on the first day of the shutdown.
And I'm afraid that somebody from Massachusetts not being able to get a campsite at Reed State Park doesn't fit that, nor does somebody being able to drink a bottle of Jack Daniels tonight fit that, nor does the fact that a private contractor is unable to work his crew today on a DOT job site somewhere in Maine fit that definition.
Ditto for buying booze on the 4th of July. Back then, liquor stores were operated by the state. Every day there were more questions and challenges. Human Services Commissioner Roland Ives was forced to wait for clearance to send out welfare payments to poor Mainers, which were mostly federal dollars.
We're getting a clarification from the Attorney General to be able to process payments to foster parents, some of the Aspire payments, and also some payments to Medicaid providers.
Mainers were surprised when they could not register their cars or get a needed permit from a state agency. State offices were closed, and state workers who did show up for work found their office doors locked. Sally Savoy worked for the Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
I thought we would be back to work today. My friend had to take me to see with my own eyes. I mean, the people to me in the legislature and the governor and all, they're secure in their funds, they're secure in their benefits. Well, what about us?
The shutdown stretched well into July, and the crowds of protesters at the State House didn't let up. Lawmakers had trouble walking down the hallways to get past those pushing for a budget resolution. Using whistles, drums, and bullhorns, the cacophony was so loud McKernan had trouble being heard at a news conference held in the cabinet room behind closed doors.
I agree with my friends in the hall that I would like to be able to sign the budget.
Reporters asked him if he wanted to sign the budget given his strong position on reforming workers' compensation. Over the noise, he told reporters it was time to end the shutdown.
And I can assure you that everyone in the legislature and in the State House feels that way. I mean, this is not the way government ought to be conducted. It has been a terrible experience for all involved.
Carpenter and the few lawmakers that were in state service that summer share that view. They say they hope the current legislature and governor will understand why a repeat of the 1991 shutdown is something they should all work to avoid. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.